From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi security forces have retaken most of the city of Fallujah from the so-called Islamic State group. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound IS targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns as Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced on state television that Fallujah had returned home to Iraq. He said our brave troops tightened their control over the city and there are still some pockets that need to be cleaned out within the coming hours. He then spoke directly to Islamic State fighters, saying that their leaders had abandoned them and had broken their promises. Islamic State had held the city since 2014. At least seven people were killed in Syria by renewed Syrian government airstrikes on the city of Aleppo. The activist Local Coordination Committee said seven people were killed around the city's Khatrij, that is, neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at nine. The Syrian Air Force has been waging a fierce bombing campaign on Aleppo's eastern section, which is under rebel control. The rebels have attacked the western half of the city, which the government controls, with rockets and mortars. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria. The secretary suggested that the Russian military did not properly use a communication line established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says his government supports a more aggressive approach against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, including no-fly zones and arming rebels with surface-to-air missiles. Speaking in Washington, Adel al-Jubayer said his country has always advocated what he called a more robust approach, including a military approach to ending the Syrian crisis.
But if the Bashar regime feels that it can continue in a stalemate, much less prevail, there will be no incentive for them to take the necessary steps to bring about a transition in Syria.
Earlier, Saudi Arabia's powerful deputy crown prince met with U.S. President Barack Obama and congressional leaders for talks focused on the Middle East, including Syria and Yemen. Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's visit is aimed at mending the relationship with the United States and to promote a plan to slash the kingdom's dependence on oil revenues. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track and field's world governing body said Friday that it is continuing a ban on the Russian track athletes. Former British Olympian Sebastian Coe is the IAAF's chairman.
The IAAF council was unanimous that Rusev had not met the reinstatement conditions and that Russian athletes could not credibly return to international competition without undermining the confidence of their competitors and the public. As a result, Rusev has not been reinstated to membership of the IAAF at this stage.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that the action was unfair because it punishes all Russian athletes, even those who have not been involved in doping. Individual athletes can compete as neutrals if they can prove that they are clean. Police investigating the killing of British lawmaker Joe Cox said on Friday that the suspect's mental health and possible links to right-wing extremism are both important lines of inquiry for detectives. Temporary Chief Constable Dee Collins of West Yorkshire Police said her office is aware of speculation that the suspect in Cox's killing was tied to right-wing groups. However, she said they have not found any evidence of a conspiracy. Prime Minister David Cameron and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have both paid tribute to Cox as someone who worked to serve others. All three major stock indexes closed the day down on Wall Street Friday. European and Asian markets ended trading higher. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.